It's not Sesame Street, but it's being compared to a real-world Sesame Street. It's a pop-up in Lawndale that puts art storytelling, and it actually brings that whole vibe to the children and to the neighborhood instead of saying, okay, you got to get on a bus and go to a museum. Jonathan Kelly is with us. He's the co-founder of Lawndale Pop-Up Spot. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I think that when you mentioned Sesame Street, it's something we all have in common and it's something we can relate to, but that wasn't necessarily the basis of what you were creating, was it?
Well, no. We are a community museum that's in a shipping container in a community plaza called Love Blooms Here Plaza. And it does have a lot of fun things for young people, but really it's a space for people of all ages.
And this was kind of born out of something that you and a friend who both graduated, what, in 2016? Did you graduate with degrees? And was your goal always to create some type of museum?
Yeah, in fact, it was the Museum Studies graduate program at the University of Illinois at Chicago where we met and got really involved in the North Lawndale community and thought we could bring what we were learning from the UIC Museum Studies program into this neighborhood that we were starting to get to know really well and meeting some amazing people.
And did you choose Lawndale because you thought there was a need there, or is that someplace where you were born and raised?
It sort of came to us. A gentleman by the name of Benny Lee had a building that he was looking to create some education around and some mentoring for young people. And so we started to get to know people, and we thought that this would be a great opportunity for us. And then it morphed into something a little bit different as we got to see what was in the neighborhood and some of what the neighborhood lacked. The West Side doesn't have nearly as many museums or cultural institutions as other parts of the city, and we thought we might be able to fill a little bit of a void there.
And when you decided to create this pop-up museum out of a shipping container, I'm guessing that you didn't have a lot of big benefactors, you know, so you had to work with what you could. Were people
that
like, what
nice
is going
about
on?
A shipping container, it cost us just a couple $1,000s to purchase it and get it moved to the location that we were in at first on 16th Street. And then we were able to move the entire thing for just a few $100s over to our current location on Central Park Avenue and Douglas Boulevard.
And that's why I wanted to get you on the air today, Jonathan, because people can create what they want with a little imagination and very little funding and make a difference in the lives of not only children, but a whole neighborhood.
I mean, that's our goal. Yeah, we've since been able to attract some funding from folks like the City of Chicago, a number of foundations like the Staines Family Foundation, Innovation 80, the Field Foundation, which has allowed us to do a lot more in terms of creating great exhibits, doing programming, doing community events. This weekend we had a Taste of Lawndale on the boulevard right next to us, which drew hundreds of people to try different food vendors around the neighborhood.
And I read that your June exhibit was Readers Are Leaders, which sounds like something we would take right out of Sesame Street.
Oh, exactly. And I think that's where the vibe for that idea of Sesame Street came from. That's a collaboration with the new Children's Museum that's going to be opening up in North Lawndale in a couple of years, called the One Lawndale Children's Discovery Center. And the exhibit is sort of their first prototype of what they're going to bring to this space that's going to be on Ogden and Kedzie. And that's really focused on younger children, early learners. We've got a story trail with the Very Hungry Caterpillar on the outside. We've got a book nook, thanks to our friends at Open Books, on the inside. We've got a magnetic poetry board that you can use the metal powers of the shipping container to create your own poems right on the outside of the container. So it's a really fun, kind of whimsical exhibit. But, you know, our next exhibit is going to be more geared towards teens and adults. It's going to be focused on juke joints and the importance and centrality of juke joints for the Black cultural and historical experience over time.
And what would you say to other people who might live in neighborhoods that are not served by really anything like what you're describing about, you know, having the innovation to actually create something that makes a difference?
I mean, people are doing that all over the West Side in sort of little pockets. We're definitely not the only ones. There's groups like the Firehouse Community Arts Center, not far from us. They've been doing this work for years. We like our little niche, but I think that the one thing that, you know, there's a lot of vacant lots on the west side and the south side of the city. And in a lot of ways, that looks like, you know, it is the product of disinvestment, and it looks like blight, but it can also be an opportunity for things like community gardens, for these shipping containers, for small interventions that can make a real big difference, I think, in the vitality of the community, the sense of beauty, and you know, just sort of bringing community together.
Because it's not just a shipping container that you plop down on a lot. You've created a whole pop-up that, you know, is something that's attractive and that kids want to be a part of. What do kids say to you when they come and hang out?
The first thing they do is make a beeline to the sandbox that we have out there, or they'll play with some of like the games that we have. Really, it's the kids just sort of take it for granted that there's something great there. It's the adults who haven't necessarily seen anything like this in the neighborhood or right at the corner for a long time. They've seen a vacant lot, who come by and say, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing. How can I be a part of this? You know, when can I volunteer? That sort of thing. And that's really what is really powerful to us, because these folks have been holding down the neighborhood for 30, 40, 50 years and not really seeing the investment that it deserves. And so we kind of want to be a spark for some even greater investments from folks who have those resources.
Yeah, I would hope that maybe somebody hears you today and is interested in investing, because I don't think you're making a bundle of money on this and you're relying on volunteers. So how is it that people can get involved or volunteer or give any kind of in-kind donation?
Sure. Well, you can go to our website, LawndalePopUpSpot.org. We have a mailing list and ways that you can donate or otherwise be involved. You can follow us on social media at Lawndale Pop-Up Spot. Send us a direct message, and we'd be happy to let people know ways that they can get involved. We're doing a lot of work outside of just our little corner this year, including on 16th Street, where we're going to be putting in some community-curated arts installations up and down that corridor over the next several months. So people can also just come by and check us out when we're open. We're open this week is the last week of that exhibit that you mentioned, Readers or Leaders, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Cornelia's Lounge is opening up in July. And then we'll have another exhibit about the importance of a tree canopy, a strong tree canopy in neighborhoods for quality of life purposes. And, so just come check us out and, you know, like you said, take inspiration for, you know, what you can do in your neighborhood. Even if you're a well-resourced neighborhood, there's still ways you can make it better.
Yeah, I'm that kid. My siblings were out of the house by the time I was like 8 or 9, and going to the neighborhood park and participating in the Park District program every afternoon kept me busy all summer long. And I just think it gives kids such a sense of community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really excited this summer to work with a number of teams who are going to be helping with some of the mural work that we're going to be doing along 16th Street through After School Matters and through other programs that have been established. It's an exciting time for North Lawndale. We're so blessed to have been invited in to be a part of it, and, you know, just doing our little part to see the neighborhood that's definitely on the come up.
Well, I applaud what you're doing, and once again, tell everybody the website where they can find you.
Sure. It's LawndalePopUpSpot.org.
Have a great day. Thanks for joining us, Jonathan.
Thanks, Lisa.
That's Jonathan Kelly. I love how one or two people or even a small group of people can make a difference in a neighborhood. Hopefully that's inspiring to everyone. All right. Coming up next, John Hanson, Your Money Matters, and then Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It all starts after Lawrence News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.